Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
We'll be Mountain Home's basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Russellville 9-8. One thing Lady Bombers probably need to work on is making sure they take care of the ball. They've had a little issue so far handling Russellville's pressure defense. I've already counted six turnovers against the Lady Bombers, three against Russellville. Husky takes an inbound pass. She'll walk it into the front court, dribble to the right wing. Now she's going down into the corner. Goes back to the wing, finds Foreman on the low block. She's looking to go back up with it, but she loses the handle of the ball and lost her footing in the process as well. And Russellville comes up with another steal. Here is Walker with it on the right side. She dribbles to the elbow. Now tries to throw it to Ely. Pass was forced in there and stolen by Anna Grace Foreman. Back come the Lady Bombers. Fourth turnover against Russellville. Here is Husky into the front court. Throws it down to Yates on a low block. She goes up with the shot. Blocked. Gets her own rebound, though. Goes back up with it. Shot was stripped away. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Russellville, and it will be Mountain Home inbounding it as we are 41 seconds into the second quarter. Kyra Penn checking into the game for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Anna Grace Foreman. Penn, a 6'1 senior. Yates will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Husky in the left corner. Now she'll dribble out to the wing, throws it up top to Martin. Over to Payne on the right side. Payne throws it up top to Husky. Over to Martin on the right side. Left side, she's going down to the lane. Has the ball knocked away from behind. Another steal for Russellville. Eighth turnover against Mountain Home. And now they will turn it right back over. Fifth turnover against Russellville as Martin comes up with the steal, going into the lane for the layup. And she's going to be called for the charge. Wow. I did not think Ely was set on that one. But they're going to give Martin her first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Lady Bombers. Z McAllister checking back into the game for Russellville. I didn't see who else came in. That is the ninth turnover against Mountain Home. Here's McAllister throwing it over on the right side to Walker. Over to Ely at the right elbow. Now she's going down into the lane. Now kicks it to Velasquez, who goes up for the layup. No good. And now a scramble for the rebound. I believe a jump ball is going to be called, and that will keep possession of the ball with Russellville on the arrow. Leah Jackson checking into the game for the first time tonight, replacing Emily Payne for the Lady Bombers. Jackson, a 5'6 junior. 6:34 left of the first half. A one-point Russellville lead. 9-8 is our score. Velasquez takes the inbound pass on the left side. She tries to force it down into the paint to Anna Myers, and Aston Yates is right there for the steal. Sixth turnover against Russellville. Here is Husky with it on the left wing, throws it up top to Martin. Mountain Home with a chance to take the lead back on this possession. Martin drills to the right side, trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. Now gives it up top to Husky. Man-to-man defense once again for Russellville. Husky throws to Martin on the right wing. Now she's dribbling down into the corner. We're going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound controlled by Ely for the Lady Cyclones. Here's McAllister throwing it to Myers. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Husky. And back comes Mountain Home. Husky quickly into the front court. Drilling to the left side. Gives it to Jackson in the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Leah Jackson with her first 3 points of the night. And gives Mountain Home the lead back, 11-9 our score. Second lead change of the evening, 5.5 minutes left of the first half. Here's McAllister throwing it down to Myers in the paint. She's going to go in for the layup, no good. Just a little too far under the basket, and Penn comes up with a rebound. She'll give it to Martin, who will walk it into the front court. And now Mountain Home's going to call a timeout. So we'll break with 5:13 left of the first half. It is Mountain Home on top of Russellville, 11-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Well, we're almost three minutes into this this second quarter, and only 3 points have been scored in the entire period, and that was last three by Leah Jackson to give Mountain Home the lead back. Those second lead change of the night. There's also been two ties this evening. It is Mountain Home with the ball coming out of their timeout, again leading 11-9. Payne takes an inbound pass from Yates from the near sideline. Payne will dribble to the left wing, gives it to Jackson in the corner. Now Jackson dribbles out to the wing, and she travels. Yep, she moved her pivot foot before she passed it. 10th turnover against the Lady Bombers. 5:02 left to play in the first half. Russellville with a chance to tie this game back up or possibly take the lead again. Here's McAllister into the front court, throws over on the left wing to Walker. Now it's on once again in man-to-man. Walker drills to the right elbow. Now she's going down in towards the low block. Now dribbles out to the corner, and her pass down to the low block to Vardaman was well wide of her. Turnover against Russellville as Mount Tom comes up with the steal. Here is Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Over 4.5 minutes left to this first half. She gives the ball to Yates down in the corner. Yates going down for the layup, no good, but it's fouled from behind and will head to the free throw line for a pair. That foul is called on Hillen Vardaman. That is her second personal foul, team foul number 6 against the Lady Cyclones. The next one will put Mount Salem in the bonus. This is going to be two shots for Addison Yates. So far, she is 1-2 from the free throw line with 3 points. She gets the first one here. Tanika Boyce checking into the game for the first time tonight for Russellville, replacing Blakely Walker. And for Mountain Home, Kate Gilbert's going to come back in as Leah Jackson takes a seat. Boyce, a 5'7 senior. Second free throw is up, and Yates gets both. She now has 5 points and is now 3-4 from the charity stripe. Less than 4.5 minutes left to this first half. It's a 13-9 Mountain Home lead. Here's McAllister into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Davis. Does a lob pass over across court to McAllister. She dribbles to the free throw line, pulls up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound controlled by Foreman for Mountain Home. Husky into the front court, throws it to Martin up at the top. Now she's going down into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked. Foreman gets it back, and she couldn't keep her footing as she was going for the ball and traveled. Anna Myers checking back into the game for Russellville, replacing Michaela Ely. Less than 4 minutes left to the first half. Russellville with the ball as Mountain Home leads by 4. McAllister throws it to Davis on the right wing. And a foul away from the ball, an illegal screen. Tanika Boyce picks up her first personal foul. That does put Mount Tom in the bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on charges and illegal screens like that. So Mount Tom will inbound it, leading 13-9. Here is Husky into the front court, 3:40 left of the first half. Martin on the right side with it now. Tries to throw it to Foreman, pass was well wide of her, and Mountain Home just got a break because Myers couldn't handle the pass, handle the tip around. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Myers, and so Mountain Home's going to inbound it on the baseline with 3:33 left of the half. Husky will trigger the inbound pass. And she gets into Yates on the low block. She goes up with the layup, no good, and it is going to be Davis with the rebound, and back comes Russellville. Throws to McAllister quickly in the front court. Back to Davis. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Foreman for Mountain Home. She'll throw it out to Martin, who brings it into the front court. Gives it to Husky on the left wing. Over to Yates at the elbow. Yates going down into the paint for the layup. Shot was blocked. Foreman comes up with it. She's fouled from behind going up with it. And so she will go to the free throw line for a pair. Z McAllister picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 8 against Russellville. Again, two-shot opportunity for Anna Grace Foreman. These will be her first free throws of the night. First shot will not go. Leah Jackson checking back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Addison Yates. One more free throw coming up for Foreman. Second shot is up and good. She gets one of two. She now has 3 points, and that makes it a five-point Mount Home lead. 14-9 our score, a little over 3 minutes left of the half. Here's McAllister across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing, finds Myers on the low block, and she kicks out just outside the lane to Boyce. Her jumper no good. Rebound knocked around, finally controlled by Mount Home, and back on the Lady Bombers with 2:50 left of the half. Martin with the ball between the circles. Now she drills to the right side of the lane. Kicks up top to Gilbert. Gilbert throws it to Jackson on the right side. Now she dribbles down into the corner. Finds Foreman in the paint. She's going up for the layup. Or now they're going to call travel, I believe. 12th turnover against the Lady Bombers. Maddie Howerton checking back into the game for Russellville, replacing Tanika Boyce. 2:24 left of the first half, a five-point Lady Bomber lead, 14-9 our score. Here's McAllister with the ball on the left wing. Trying to figure out where she wants to go. Now she gives it to Myers just outside the lane. She's going to pull up right over Foreman for the jumper. Good concentration for Myers and good use of the glass. She puts it up and in. Myers now with 4 points, 14-11. Mountain Home leading it, less than 2 minutes left of the half. Husky drills to the left wing, gives it to Martin. She has it between the circles. Now she's going down into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Foreman gets the offense rebound. She can't get the foul to go. And Gilbert's going to be called for the foul on the rebound. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. 1:43 left of the first half. Russellville with the ball and a chance to either cut this margin to one or possibly tie it. McAllister gives it to Myers. Now the ball goes down to Howerton in the left corner. She drills out to the wing, and her pass was to Vardaman was mishandled, and Mounts Home comes up with a steal. Here's Husky throwing it to Martin in the front court, and she'll set up the offense. Martin dribbles toward the right side. So another man-to-man defense set for Russellville. Ball goes down to Husky, now to Foreman. Her shot was blocked in the paint, and Russellville comes up with the ball, and back the other way, McAllister is going up for the layup. She has the ball stripped from behind. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and Russellville will inbound it with 1:01 left of the first half. Ely is going to check back in for the Lady Cyclones, replacing Vardaman. McAllister looking to inbound it on the baseline, and she gets into Myers in the on the left wing. She's going down into the paint for the jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Mount Home, but they turn it over in the backcourt as Davis comes up with the steal, goes up for the layup, and she not only gets that, but she draws the contact and will head to the line for the old-fashioned three. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. She's going to take a seat as she's replaced by Kyra Penn. 53.8 seconds left in the first half. Davis's free throw was no good. So it remains a lead for Mountain Home. 14-13 our score. Back the other way, Jackson going into the lane for the layup, and she's going to be called for the charge. Leah Jackson picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Bombers, and I've counted 14 turnovers against Mount Sonoma as well. So, Russellville with a chance to get the lead back on this possession. Ball goes to Myers at the free throw line. Now she'll throw it to McAllister on the right side. McAllister's going to take the screen. Now dribbles towards the paint. Has the ball knocked away, stolen by Martin. And now she's back the other way, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass, and in. Emma Martin now with 5 points. 16-13, Lady Bombers leading it. 15 seconds left. Here's Myers with the ball at the free throw line. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Ely, and Mount Home will get it back with one more chance to try to get a shot off before we reach halftime. 9.2 seconds left on the clock as Foreman's going to check back in for Mount Home, replacing Leah Jackson. And for Russellville, Blakely Walker's going to come back in as Kara Davis will take a seat. Martin inbounds it to Husky. She gets it across timeline. 6 seconds. Husky throws to Martin on the right side. 4 seconds. Martin loses the handle of the ball and loses her footing, and they're not going to get a shot off before the end of the half. So we have reached our break. Our score at halftime is Mountain Home leading Russellville 16-13. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.